Turning Points, How to Create Them in Your Life. Part 1. Turning Points. In this article I am going to illustrate ways to create a turning point in your life. I will highlight the words turning point so you won't miss any. If you can learn to use at least one method, your life will never be the same. I guarantee it. In my conversations with people, what I see, more than anything, is that they don't know how to turn things around. Although they don't know, the pivot point of any turn needs to be their soul correction. Everything else is just change. I am writing and rewriting the soul correction articles, and I will do this until I find a way to get through to you. So far they read I like a horoscope, and consequently you treat them like that. With mild contempt. But the purpose of knowing your soul correction, and the purpose of the write-up is so that you can turn your life around. Any situation. Through creating a turning point. Consciously. Find the opportunity, recognize it as an opportunity, declare it as an opportunity, and gently turn life around it. When you are successful at seeing the opportunity, then thereafter everything that you do to turn it around will cause you to have joy, love, and peace of mind. Will you become different? Yes. But in an interesting way, you will be both the same and different. Here is how it looks for me, for a forget thyself, incredibly willful, arrogant, know-it-all, condescending and forceful soul correction. When you look at me, I still demonstrate contempt, pride, and all that. But today it is accompanied with a healthy dose of self-deprecation, a lot of laughter, and an embracing of you. I am here with you, we are in this together. Yes, I am still willful, but I use it now not to separate myself from you, but to find ways to bring us together. I use my will correctly. Power not over you but over myself. That is me after several turning points. Meaning finding aspects of my soul correction and correcting it. Consciously. It is always a work in progress. Not a campaign. Not a homework. And not a one and done. I am learning to be a velvet hammer instead of a jackhammer. Lol. I am learning to be a guide going with you instead of a pathfinder that tells you to go there. Also, I am learning to say we a lot more often. So, how did I get here? How did I get here from the girl who was expelled from a high school because the teachers said, no one wants to go to teach, go to a classroom where you see on one student's face how stupid they are. My father found me another high school and got me in there in just one day. It was Saturday and I was taken to the class by the principal and introduced. The students laughed. It was mortifying. The new school uniform made me look like a potato. And my skinny legs didn't help change the pictures either. There I learned what it feels like to be in the bottom part of the class academically. And I learned what it feels like to be unpopular. I responded with a bleeding ulcer and 6 weeks hospitalization. It didn't help my academic scores. At the end of the school year, my father was asked to take me to another school. My father, who secretly loved me, I think, refused. Instead, he got government money the school needed to install a closed-circuit television to aid them in training future teachers. I forgot to say, I got into the teaching school for the University of Budapest. No ordinary students were tolerated here, the minimum IQ was 120. I was the top of my class in my previous school. Here I was at the bottom of the class. I found out what happened from a kindly teacher, my father would not tell me what he did. This was a potential turning point for me. Potential, because I could have stayed the same. The turning point wasn't the circumstance. No. The turning point was what I said, in my heart. What I said and thereafter I honored. This is what I said in my heart, if my father did that to me, if he misused his influence in the government, then by God I am going to earn what he did. I am going to be worthy of his sacrifice. It was evident to me how to worthy, they wanted me out because of the low grades. Next school year, at the half-year conference when all the teachers of a class come together to discuss each student, there was a big surprise, each teacher thought I improved only in their subject. When it turned out that I improved in every subject, and went from third in the bottom to third from the top, they went ballistic. In that school, improvement of that sort was unprecedented. People, students, don't change. Except when they said something and then honored their word as themselves. Except when they created a turning point. In that school, this was the only time it happened. It is just as rare in life. People make New Year resolutions that last for a week. But not a lifetime. I am still honoring that first word. I am still going to be worthy of my father's sacrifice, no matter that I made that commitment 50-odd years ago. So help me God. I added that for emphasis, I wasn't and am not religious. But it works to add that. Saying who you are going to be and being that is integrity. Without integrity, nothing works. Not your life, not your business, not your relationships. Without integrity, you are a ship without a rudder. Not going anywhere. Click here to go to the second turning point.